Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Rich Answers. In an effort to follow public health guidelines, we are producing this program from our homes. The sound quality may be a bit different, but it is our hope you will find the music and meditation at the end to be a blessing to your soul.
People sails around, go underground, young man. like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Listening to a special edition of Rich Answers, recorded remotely during this time of the coronavirus. It is our prayer you remain encouraged and healthy in the midst of those you love.
From the span, love me and care for me. to my heart now. Give me the words,
give me the
now.
Words,
the words, the words that now. Oh, my.
Words on the wings, yeah, of the morning,
yeah.
My love lies with me. Speak to my heart.
Oh, my.
Speak to my heart.
Speak to me.
Holy Spirit.
Message of love.
Message of love.
Message of love.
To encourage me.
Oh. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Speak to my heart.
Hey, that's what I want you to do.
Speak to my heart.
Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go up. Now I go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what to do.
Then I know what to do.
I won't go alone.
So then I won't go
alone. I'll never go on.
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, you know we live in the midst of so many distractions. We have been consumed by the hustle and bustle of life, the varieties of entertainment, the immersion of our work lives, and the complexities of human relationships. Now, O God, we find ourselves in the midst of a great in-between. Things are not what they used to be, and we have not yet arrived at what will be. So we live in between, waiting. Give us, O Lord, your spiritual food from on high. Guide us to higher heights and deeper depths by faith. Now let the words of this mouth and the meditations of this heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Our scripture lesson this day comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 18, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the scripture. Then the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also you shall now anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel of Mehalah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. With this in mind, the title of the message is simply this: The Paradigm Shift Out of Silence. The Paradigm Shift Out of Silence. 8 weeks in quarantine. 8 weeks of social distancing. 8 weeks at home. 58 days. The majority of 1,344 hours. Most of 80,000 minutes. If you are like me, these last few weeks have meant more time in my house than any other time in my adult life. And this is not a complaint, because staying healthy and alive and having a place to stay and food to eat has its benefits. The statement is simply an awareness and observation, because prior to this pandemic shift, most of us have never considered this possibility. It seemed that busy was the only way many of us knew for life. In the midst of that busy were things that seemed so important, critical things, spiritual things, ministry things, church things, children's things, family things, life things, time of the essence. Yes, we've had many tempests, trials, and storms, and we find ourselves in the midst of an unexpected paradigm shift. And we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. In our text, we have the story of Elijah, a prophet of the Lord who was busy fulfilling his purpose and his calling. He was healing folks, speaking truth to power, and tearing down false gods. Elijah was busy, focused on the things of God, and living in the midst of many conflicts. And then, out of the blue, when the pressure was really on, he had made enemies of some tough opponents in the likes of King Ahab and his calculating wife, Jezebel. Things got so pressurized for Elijah to survive, he had to get up out of that situation. And we see in 1 Kings 19, he ran for his life to Beersheba and left his servant there and went another day's journey into the wilderness. And he sat down under a broom tree, feeling absolutely defeated. Have you ever found yourself so busy you felt like you were running for your life? Have you ever found yourself so consumed with the hustle and bustle of life, you were afraid to stop? Have you ever found yourself pushed so far to the limit, You found your spirit so broken that death almost seemed better as an alternative than life. This was the situation the prophet of God found himself in, and after running, he fell out under a broom tree. In the Bible, the broom tree represents a defining marker of change, a place of exhaustion from the struggle, a place where you surrender and you meet God, and a social location for the paradigm shift. Now, the broom tree is a desert shrub that grows in the Judean wilderness. It grows in barren places where nothing else can live. Its roots draw in the moisture of the land and allow it to bring forth life in dead places. In the Bible, desert shrubs like the broom tree appear in moments of despair as well as times of divine encounter. In Genesis chapter 21, when Hagar was sent out into the wilderness, she wandered in the desert until her water ran out. She placed her son under a broom tree to die, and she sat down and wept. But God heard the cry of that mother and Ishmael, her son, and directed her to a well in the middle of the desert. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, Moses encountered a burning bush in the wilderness that some scholars describe as the broom tree. Moses, too, was at a turning point when he encountered the shrub and he met God and a change of direction in that place. And the good news is that God met with Elijah through an angelic messenger as he rested under the broom tree, and God fed him in the midst of that desert, because the life and struggle he was living up to that point was too much for him. And God gave Elijah the strength to go 40 days and 40 nights until he went into a cave, a quiet place of rest, until he heard the voice of God for himself. And he experienced a paradigm shift out of the silence. God spoke to him in that place. God said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" And Elijah tried to explain what he couldn't explain. And God said, "Stand on the mountain between the Lord." And the Lord passed by, and the wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. You see, after all the hustle and bustle and busyness of life, after all the running and scraping and striving, after falling out and surrendering in the desert of life, it was only then Elijah became fully aware of God meeting him where he was. Yes, sometimes we need to be still so God can meet us where we are. Yes, it was only until Elijah found himself in the cave and the silence that Elijah could hear the still small voice of God for himself. The voice of God urging him to a paradigm shift in the silence, giving Elijah a new sense of direction for his life. This is truly the paradigm shift out of silence. So here we are in the year 2020, a year we will remember for the rest of our lives, because this is indeed a defining moment in our lives. This is a time when many things in our lives will change for the good, because God is in our midst. And if the truth be told, all that running and many of those activities we were engaged in running for our life were actually destructions and distractions from what God wanted us to truly pay attention to. This is the paradigm shift out of silence. God is speaking into our lives. Listen to God speak into your life and let the main things be the main things. Listen to the still small voice of God and surrender to the past, to an unknown future by faith. It is the paradigm shift out of silence with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. When my car broke down in the park. Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the So you tell me, you've been to your physician, but look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Body and all your soul, oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yes.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your
about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me. Said he would. God can heal.
Yes, you can.
Oh,
he can
heal. Oh, you can deliver, Lord.
He can
heal. You will
your
win my brokenness. You leave this building. My prayer for everyone in here is that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit.
To fit my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say. I'll stand and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Because you said you strengthen my heart.
I have received.
Oh, I have received.
I have received.
Is there anybody in here who can reach a hand to heaven right where you are? Come on and tell them.
And the world's all right with me. just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Square feet. What would you do with that kind of possibility? Would you strategize your future? Or get lost in the past? Will you fill it with stories? Or use it to empty your mind? Would you explore your spirituality? Or focus on improving your community? Will you use it to work late? Or just work it? Could you create lasting impressions? Or a brief, delicious one? Our vision for the 224? 30,000 square feet of endless possibilities.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Rich Answers. In the weeks ahead, we encourage you to reach out to me through Facebook and Instagram. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches. God bless you.